You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, joined by Lai Ming and Neela. Alarming news: research coming from the UK claims that 70,000 deaths a year are caused by our increasingly sedentary lives, and that's even more than lung cancer in the UK. Many people spend more than 9 hours a day sitting, and not just at work. Of course, you only spend 8 hours in theory at work. And let's look at what's going on. Is it really that bad? Is sitting really the new smoking?
Well, some researchers from Queen's University Belfast and Ulster University in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, they issued a report there. They concluded that measures should be taken to reduce sedentary behavior with the aim of improving population health and reducing the financial burden on the health service. And the danger isn't simply that spending large periods of time doing nothing means you are more likely to become obese. I mean, you can certainly take the time and exercise to stay away from being obese. But sitting seems to have an independent impact, affecting the way our hormones behave, how our metabolism works, and how our brain functions. It may even kickstart inflammation in the body. Specifically, our bodies have hormones such as insulin, and insulin helps keep blood sugar levels within the normal range by mopping up excess sugar in cells. And now primary research in animals has found that prolonged sitting reduces the activity of some of the enzymes responsible for this kind of clear-up, leaving more fats and sugar circulating in the blood, and therefore more likely for somebody to get type 2 diabetes, that sort of thing.
Right. And also, this study, it compares numbers, and it seems like, yes, lung cancer in that country, the UK, I mean, you don't get as many incidents as, gosh, sitting can really bring you some not so positive consequences. What do you think, Neela?
I fall in the category of people who have been affected by this, because like just a couple of weeks ago I went to the doctor and I've been having this back pain that I didn't understand where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing he said to me, do you have a sedentary life? I'm like, no, I exercise a lot. I walk a lot. And he said to me, I think you need maybe to consider about your sitting position and how much time you spend sitting. And I realized I do actually sit quite a lot while I'm in the office. And I think it's a really worrying trend, because now a lot of people have desk jobs. Mm-hmm. So we spend a lot more time in the office, in front of our computers, sitting down. And then when we arrive home, we become again couch potatoes, where the next thing you're picking up is a remote and sitting back with a bucket of popcorn to watch like hours of some TV series.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we don't actually realize how detrimental this is on our health.
That's a really good point. And certainly we are sitting longer than we think, and it's crept on us as we haven't really noticed. We used to think that it's just at work when we're sitting, but actually when you're out of work, I'm laying down, which is worse.
I was actually thinking, does sleeping also, like if you're laying flat on your mattress or on the ground, does that actually also affect your health?
Maybe not
if
as
you're just lying
bad.
There.
Maybe not as bad in the sense that it doesn't necessarily damage your knees as bad, but
no.
Maybe inactivity takes a toll on your health. Actually, what was interesting is research involving state-of-the-art motion sensors found that people spend around 2.5 hours more time sitting a day than they think they do.
Mm.
Even though you realize that sitting might not be healthy to you, and you make the point of standing up every now and then, you end up sitting more than you realize, and that's bad.
Then how do we sit less? How do we do that?
Well, I have a smartwatch that reminds me to stand up and walk around every 50 seconds.
Yeah, and I think another option would be like getting like a standing desk where you could like sort of switch between sitting and standing. But I don't know.
It's hard, yes. And apparently gym users can't be complacent either, because although you've exercised, but if you're still sitting a lot in the other hours, not so positive either. Well, lots of good information for us to have, I suppose. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Have yourselves a great day. See you next time.